Bitter cold over two-thirds of the country. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. From that blast of Arctic air, a deep freeze warning tonight all across the deep south, a wind chill warning as far south as Brownsville, Texas. It's a blizzard in parts of 10 states.
So we're expecting around 3 feet of snow to fall with this storm here. Could be more, but really we've seen a multitude of challenges that's been presented with this bomb cyclone that has moved into the Great Lakes region.
It's Max Gordon to Fox Weather, just south of Buffalo, where the city has banned travel tonight. First responders in western Ohio are cleaning up a massive pileup on Interstate 80. Four dozen vehicles involved, closing the highway. Two people killed in the crashes. More than 5,300 commercial flights canceled in the U.S. today. Another 9,000 delayed. This traveler at SeaTac Airport in Seattle says it's frustrating.
Well, you know, you want to be home for family and can't do anything about it. Is what it is.
House members are rushing home for the holidays after passing the nearly $1.7 trillion catch-all spending plan today. It means the 117th Congress is done, and the majority will change in the new year.
Republicans are planning marquee investigations into the Afghanistan withdrawal and COVID's origins as President Biden waits for courts to sort out his student loan debt relief plan. Inflation will remain high in the new year, and President Biden's re-election plans are still a mystery. The issue both parties seem most agitated by is the humanitarian crisis at the border.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. There's been a shooting near the U.S. Capitol. A woman flagged down Capitol Police early this evening saying she'd been shot while driving nearby in what may have been road rage. She's been taken to the hospital. A report showing inflation easing a bit, fueling a rally on Wall Street, the Dow closing 176 points higher, up slightly for the week. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Rapper Tory Lanez could be headed for prison, convicted in Los Angeles this afternoon for shooting his ex.
The jury returning the verdict after roughly a day of deliberation, convicting Daystar Peterson, better known as Tory Lanez, on three felonies, including discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Lanez's ex, Megan Thee Stallion, whose legal name is Megan Pete, testified during the trial that Lanez fired a handgun at the back of her feet and shouted for her to dance as she walked away from an SUV they had been riding in. She needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet. The shooting became a lightning rod for a debate over gender politics and hip-hop and the protection of black women. Tory Lanez now faces up to 22 years in prison and deportation to his native Canada. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Internal Revenue Service is delaying by a year a new tax reporting requirement targeting Americans who made more than $600 online through third-party payment apps like Zelle or Venmo. The agency says the extra time will give Americans a chance to better understand the new requirements. Three people killed, four injured in an attack on a Kurdish community center in Paris on Friday.
Deadly violence, then angry protest, not far from the landmarks of the French capital. In this holiday season, a shooting at and around a center for the Kurdish community in Paris left three dead and three injured. The suspected gunman, a 69-year-old French national, was quickly arrested by police with his own injuries. The man had been arrested in the past, including for an attack on a migrant camp in Paris. He was just released from prison.
He wanted to attack foreigners. We will find out if he was specially targeting the Kurds.
That didn't stop clashes erupting quickly between police and angry locals.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Judges ordered Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to take a paternity test. It's part of a legal dispute with a 26-year-old woman who claims the billionaire is her biological father. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.